Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the happy hour, everybody. Gwen and Chris sailing into the final hour of our Thursday get-together. Been a good show so far. Scott Miller was on a little bit earlier to talk some Major League Baseball and get us ready for the season. Padres off-season news. And we will have some of that for you coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also in this hour, NFL facts and figures, fun stuff that you can impress your fans, your friends with, rather, when you watch the...
That's one of the more sleepy segments. Not sleepy as in bad.
Sleeper.
It's a sleeper segment.
Right, Tony.
I enjoy when Chris does these ones.
I do find it sleepy. So
Well, you will see.
I didn't say it.
I revised mine's to sleeper.
I didn't
not
say
Not sleepy.
It.
Unbelievable. Anyway, it's coming up in about 15 minutes, so you'll get all the fun facts and figures for the NFC and AFC championship games. But big doings last night at Viejas Arena as we recap some of the top sports stories of this day. The Aztecs looked very good, Tony, and beating Utah State 85-75, especially my man Adam Seiko. With a 7-for-9 shooting performance from the three-point arc. He hit his first seven. So I believe that is...
He cooled off there the last two.
He cooled off on the last two. He went 7-for-7 to start from three-point. I believe that is bang, bang, bang. Bang,
Aztec
bang, bang,
bang.
Seven in a row, my goodness. And that carried the Aztecs into sole possession of first place in the Mountain West Conference. Lakers won last night in the return of Anthony Davis. Beat the San Antonio Spurs. The Clippers will play the Spurs a little bit later on tonight. And, of course, NFL news, Frank Reich is the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, if you're just tuning in. Another white coach hired at the expense of a black coach, or should we just say Frank Reich is a good coach and the Carolina Panthers are doing a good thing for their franchise here?
Well, I think it remains to be seen if it's a good thing for the franchise, but I think, to your point, this Frank Reich is a good NFL coach.
I think he is, too.
I believe that. And so... in this case, he was up against
Steve Wilks, who did a great job,
right.
You know, the second half of the season with the Panthers.
He did. And, you know, it's an even track record at best, right? Because both of them have had opportunities to coach.
Right.
So it wasn't like they retread some guy who has had a whole bunch of opportunities. I mean, Frank Wright, although he's had, what, this is his second head coaching job?
Yeah.
You know, this would have been Wilkes' second head coaching job. So, yeah, I don't see it in the same light as some of the other hires that you've had in the NFL.
Every now and again, it seems really obvious that they're trying to avoid hiring a
black
coach.
Right, that doesn't seem to be the case
here. That doesn't seem like to be the case here. All right, Padres season, of course, is just a month away. At least spring training is a month away. Today, the Scherzy, a word...
has been put to bed.
Invented by our very own Matt Scraby.
Wait, I did not invent it!
Yes, you did!
You were the first person I ever heard.
You were the one that tried
to
sell it.
The Padres called it a Scherzy. This is why this is a deal right now.
Clearly, some of the powers that be did not like Scherzy.
Did not like that word, and they probably didn't like it because you were the one that kept promoting it.
Well, I think it's a great word because it explains to me really easy that I'm getting a shirt jersey. So I don't know.
No, now you'll be getting a shirt jersey.
You guys know I love to combine words, and this is a perfect combination of words.
Well, it's no longer an acceptable combination of words because the Padres announced their promotional giveaway schedule for the 2023 season today.
There's some good items in this.
I'm sure, and we're going to go through some of them. But one of the items is going to be a shirt jersey. They're not going to mess around with your word jersey any longer.
Yes, they have removed the name jersey from the...
It's actually jersey shirt.
Oh, they're not even going to go... No. They're not even going to give you the opportunity.
That's how much they dislike...
It's my idea.
Scravy's idea.
Yeah, they're going jersey shirt now.
So they're not even giving you so much.
Yes, they do.
That they move the words in the and they rename the product.
They don't want you to have a shot at combining them.
I can honestly see Eric Grubner leading that promotional meeting and going, you know, guys, we have to change the name of this because Matt Scraby keeps calling it a jersey.
Yeah, well, and it's driving, me nuts.
It's driving me absolutely nuts.
Well, now I'm just going to call it a jerk.
A what?
Oh,
a jerk?
Yes.
A jersey shirt? You're going to call it jerk.
I'm going to call it a jerzer.
No, jerk was better.
Jerk. Can't combine that
jerk. That's why they did it.
No, jerk. Jerk's okay.
Jerk works.
I like jerk.
I won't use it.
When do you get the jerk, by the way?
September 18th.
Oh, I got to wait all the way to September 18th.
And it's a sweet jerk.
It's a Xander Bogaerts City Connect
jerk. Love those.
Yes!
As Scraby wants to call
I think jerk is better than jersey. I actually enjoy that one.
I don't, but we'll go with it. If one of my things sticks,
Scraby,
we'll go
you
with
are
it.
Truly special, man.
You are one of a kind.
There's no one like you.
Okay.
I'll give us
some of the other promotional items.
Opening day. Or yes. I should say opening series.
Sunday,
April 2nd. You will get.
You mean the Rockies? You don't think are enough of a draw?
No.
Bud Black's going to roll into town with his powerhouse lineup that they added.
Right.
Who did they add to that this year?
Pierce Johnson. But
he's not going to hit though.
He's not in the lineup. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Opening series hat is what you'll get. It's a brown hat with the Padre script in full.
Okay.
Across the top.
Would you rather have a brown hat with the interlocking SD, more like what the team wears, or do you kind of like this?
I feel like we have a bunch of interlocking SD hats that have been given away.
And this is
new.
This is what is across their chest on the uniform.
Right,
the
I see. Right.
All
right,
so that will now be on your hat, and you can show it off to everybody if you go to the opening series weekend.
The first four giveaways, I got to say, are probably...
They're sweet.
They're pretty
special.
I'm
going on May 2nd, but we'll
get April 13th against the Brew Crew. Thursday, you will get the Soto Shuffle bobblehead.
I'm into this bobblehead.
Is that's the shuffle that he does after he takes a pitch?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like his legs
he's
ready to fight the pitcher or whatever it is that he's doing.
They ought to do it so that the bobblehead doesn't necessarily shake his head, but that bobblehead shakes his leg or his waist. That would really make it good. That would be
next level right there.
That would be. All right.
All right. We move to Tuesday, April 18th.
Still in the opening couple of weeks.
The Bravos come to town.
The Bravos.
The Atlanta Braves are in town on April 18th, and you will get a Hoffman replica 98 jersey.
That's an
actual jersey?
Actual jersey. You get a whole jersey? You don't get a jerk?
No, not a jerk. You get a jersey.
All right. That's awesome. I would like one of those, Trevor Hoffman.
That
replicas.
Is the last giveaway in April.
Okay.
We moved to May 2nd.
This is the day I want to go.
Against the Reds. And
you want one of these.
I definitely want one of these.
I'm going to start becoming this
guy. I need one of these because Tony wears these all the time, but he's about the only guy that I know of. In fact, I can't see you in one of these. He rocks.
I would look like Gilligan.
Yes, you're going to look like Gilligan, but Tony rocks a bucket hat.
So we got to tell,
Joe Musgrove bucket hat.
Yeah, Tony looks good in bucket hats.
But the Joe Musgrove bucket hat is even cooler.
I'm a big fan of the bucket hat.
Scraby, if you wear the bucket hat into work, I will be laughing so hard I will not be able to do the show that day.
Joe has certainly made it popular now.
I want to get it for one reason, so I can go golfing with it. I like the bucket hat for golf because it keeps
you look like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
I don't care. Keeps me out of the sun.
The bucket hat for me comes into play mainly in spring training and when it's the hottest time of the year.
What about watching your kids' sports during the day?
Oh, without a doubt.
I can totally see Tony 100% in his bucket hat
bucket
at those games.
Or the straw joint that
the
you can
straw
get.
Hat,
yes,
too, he
100%.
Does wear.
I'm all for those.
Either way,
games.
You pull both of those off nicely.
Yeah, you do. I could not pull off a straw
I
hat.
I couldn't either.
All right, we moved to...
You can't put off a bucket hat either, so don't... I'm going to try. You can.
I'm going to try.
We moved to May 7th, and your favorite team to hate is in town, the Los Angeles Dodgers, on a Sunday. This is the Padres. Yes, yes. Bring it loudly. This is the Padres and Pets calendar.
Oh, this is a popular one.
Yes.
It is?
Oh, the Padres, it's photos of the players with their pets.
With their pets.
In a calendar form. Okay, that's pretty good.
Can I get lucky in this calendar?
You're not a Padre player.
You're not a Padre.
So, no.
Get out of here.
Sorry,
can we do a 97.3 The Fan, pets of 97.3 The Fan?
Is there enough of us? Yeah, I guess we could. I got two dogs I could put in there, so.
Yeah, I got one. Chris, you got one?
I'm sure Kylie would be
Kylie
up for
would
it.
Love for it.
Yeah. Well, Kylie needs to talk with her agent before.
Kylie's a former co-host of this show.
She is.
Yes.
May 15th.
Yeah, don't forget about this one.
Versus
here's
the
a good
Royals.
Bobblehead, too.
This is the Machado City Connect bobblehead.
Sweet. Nice yeah. looking.
This is nice. June 5th, we have the Padres belt bag.
What is that?
Is that like a fanny pack?
Yeah, it's like they don't call it a fanny pack anymore because
they don't have to call it but it's still called a fanny pack.
It is still a fanny pack, but they call it a belt bag now.
It's like a like a man purse.
I'm not doing this with you, man.
All right, not again.
We're giving you one. But you've never heard that before? Like,
no.
That's becoming popular where guys have
I've seen
bags.
Man purses. This is a fanny pack. Not the same
this
thing.
This is a fanny pack.
It says whether you want to wear it as a fanny pack or crossbody bag. That's what I'll call it, a crossbody bag.
Oh, you can also wear it
this way.
I wouldn't pull this off either.
No.
Not work. The next one, however.
You definitely couldn't pull off.
What?
Let's be real. June 14th, the Guardians are in town. And the Hawaiian shirt.
This is a sweet looking Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. It's not going to look good on you.
Why? I'm gonna rock one day the Hawaiian shirt into work along with the bucket hat.
And finish it off with the merce.
The merce.
This is one of my favorites. This is a childhood thing for me.
I like this.
This is something I remember coming to the park and getting one. A Musgrove growth chart. So
it's a poster that's actually 6 feet.
Whatever Joe
is. Is he 6'4"?
6'4", I think.
6'4".
Yeah. And you can measure yourself against
his
poster as you grow up as a kid.
This is nostalgic.
That's a very
for me.
Cool thing.
Wait, who did you have any player?
I think it might have been my dad gave away.
What was your? How tall was your dad? I don't remember.
5'11",
right?
And 3/4".
3/4".
Yes.
So he's 6 feet tall. Yeah, you can round up.
You know, that's what. You know what's funny is that his baseball card never lied. Like it was always
the
maybe about the weight,
on
but 5'11". It was every year.
All right.
July 24th.
This is a good one.
Yu Darvish bobblehead.
Another bobblehead.
Yeah.
That's
the first bobblehead that is in the road uniform.
Oh, yeah, and it's commemorating his 3,000 strikeouts.
Okay.
We move to July 30th. The Padres sunglasses will be given away. That'll be against the Rangers.
Yeah.
All right.
Saturday, August 5th, the Topps trading card. That's against the team you love to hate. And here's another one of my favorites.
Well, the trading cards. Oh, no, it's the Dodgers. I thought the trading cards was going to be against the cards.
No.
Hold on.
That would have been sweet if it was.
Just a little marketing thought there that I had.
Trading cards versus the cards. I like it.
That would have been
good. This would be another one of my favorites. Also against the Dodgers, August 7th, the Straw Hats.
Oh, there's your Straw Hats.
Is there a strategy to these? Are they just trying to get as many people in the park against the Dodgers by giving these things away?
I'm sure there's some strategy.
I don't think they're going
to
need a lot of these giveaway items to draw people. They're going to have fans this
I'm pretty
year, sure
they're going to do all right.
I think it's just rewarding the fans who are showing up.
August 16th versus the Orioles. Home hoodie.
Home hoodie.
Yeah. It does look pretty
cool.
So
it's the home uniform in a hoodie fashion.
Format.
Yeah.
Here at the station last year when they had the hoodie, I got a extra large and it looked like it was a small on me. It did not fit.
You need a little larger.
I need a little bit larger.
You don't like the medium look?
No, they gave it to me like, they're like, oh, I think you could fit in this one. And I'm like, okay, this thing looks like a child size.
That's usually never a good thing when you hear, I think you could fit in this one.
Yeah, you have no idea if I can fit in that one.
August 20th versus the D-backs. Kids giveaway. Padres pop-up. Or excuse me, Padres Pop It.
Don't know what that is.
Don't know what that is. It's a fidget.
It looks like
a fidget.
It's a fidget
yeah,
spinner?
Yeah, so those little spinner
around
things,
in your hands?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not going to speculate what it is.
Yeah, I don't
but
know
is it a puzzle, too? Like, you pop the things out of it? Because it looks like it's kind of maybe sort of a puzzle.
It just says add to your fidget collection with the Padres branded Pop It.
There, fidget. There you go.
August 22nd.
And everybody has a fidget collection, so
yeah,
that's
clearly
important.
They're like marbles.
Chris played with a fidget spinner
endlessly
every single day for like 3 years in the studio.
What was that one thing that we used?
I
was
finally threw it away.
No. Back when you and I were kids.
Pogs. Yes, Pogs.
Oh, my God.
Those are cool.
Slammer. How worthless was that thing? Those things.
They're worth a lot of money.
Are they now?
If they're in good condition, they're coming back a little bit.
What are they called again?
Pogs.
I should have kept my Pogs.
You have to have
a bunch of them.
Like the plumber's butt one was pretty cool.
The what?
I never had that one.
Oh, okay.
All right. Get back on track here.
August 22nd versus the Marlins, the Ha-Sung Kim bobblehead. I bet this one's going to be pretty popular.
The only question is, will he still be on the team by then?
That is just a
thought. Way to bring down the brood.
That is a question.
It has a removable helmet since he's always losing his helmet.
That's a good, clever idea.
It is a clever idea.
I like that. All right, August 31st, we're getting towards the end of the season here. The Giants are in town, and Chris, to snap back now, has the interlocking SD.
A hat.
With the interlocking SD, okay.
Yes. We move to September 5th against the Phillies, a rematch of the NLCS. Fernando Tatis Jr. gets his bobblehead.
Yep. Awesome. He had it last year, and then they had to make a change.
Had to push it back.
It looks like a good bobblehead, too.
It does look like a good. The bobbleheads that have come out
they've
here.
They've gotten much
they've
better
gotten
than
so
what they used
much
to be.
Better.
Yeah. That's
and,
for sure.
And lastly, the last giveaway of the year, we talked about it a little bit. The Jert, the Xander Bogaerts CD Connect jersey shirt, that'll come against the Rockies again Monday, September 18th.
I know that Tony gets all of these things as a broadcaster. We got to figure out a way to get one of these as all of this stuff, because it would be fun to have all this stuff. I got
to
be honest.
Well, we have to go. We have to go to get all the stuff.
I don't
but sometimes
go to
they
all
bring
those
us,
games. I just
they bring
want
us
the
some
stuff.
Of them here at the station.
Yeah, once
how many
in a while
is
that?
Bring us
Do
some.
You have a number right there?
Let's see. God, it was a lot. It was quite a few. 15, I would say. Just guessing. Scraby's trying to count 12, 8, 6, 3, 19, 7, 4.
19. There's
19
that number
giveaways.
Again.
That number just keeps
I really hope
up,
it's 19.
It?
Let me count one more time.
That's close enough.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we're talking NFL playoffs. Those tidbits that Chris comes up with, you get to hear them next here on Gwen and Chris.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Our soiree into the happy hour continues. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby. Man, oh man, NFL right around the corner. Big championship weekend, Chris. And yeah. For the best teams, the four best teams are in it.
It seems that way. It does definitely seem like we got the best four teams this year. And I've got some fun facts and figures you'll only hear on this program. Nowhere else will you find out these interesting little tidbits about the
I love this stuff.
Four teams in the championship round.
Pretty sure you can find it anywhere.
You're probably right.
Tony's playing his keyboard when it's actually
he's going to try to convince us that this is actually keyboard music.
He actually said the other day that he doesn't want us to play this music anymore because he has to convince us it's a keyboard. But it sounds like a string instrument, actually.
I'm telling you, I've watched a bunch of producers make music. They can make sounds that have no business being on keys.
Okay.
This is one of them.
Okay.
I can't argue that.
All right.
I have nothing. All right, let's get into it. First game of the championship Sunday will, of course, be your 49ers, Scraby, going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's give a nod and a statistic that favors the Eagles
bang,
here.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Probably have to put up with that.
Tomorrow.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, my
gosh. I am capping it at 3 times per hour.
Oh, man.
How about Monday? How many times are you going to play it Monday if they win?
That
we may not even have
show.
To do.
We're just going
to
play
gonna
the
say,
song.
We may not even have to do a show Monday if they win. All right. This is the 43rd time in NFL championship history that a number one seed has faced a number two seed.
Is that how many times?
43rd.
43rd.
Number one versus number two for a trip to the Super Bowl. How has the number two seed done? Not too badly. 114. Number one seed is 128. So it's a 2 out of 3. History says the Eagles will win this game 67% of the time. However, the San Francisco 49ers lead the all-time series over the Philadelphia Eagles, 19-14. There's been one tie. I don't believe that will be duplicated this weekend.
Yeah,
no. 49ers are 36 playoff wins. Number two all-time in NFL history, trailing only the New
Patriots?
England Patriots.
I was going to say.
Patriots have 37. So if the 49ers win this game, they will move into a tie with the Patriots for the most victories all-time in playoff competition.
I can see this game being the first to test the new overtime rules.
Yeah?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen that yet. That's
could very well be the case. 49ers are pretty good on the road in playoffs through the years. 7-11. Last year, they won two playoff games on the road.
Yeah, they did.
At Dallas and at Green Bay. This is the 18th time the 49ers have been in the NFC Championship.
Third in the last 4 years.
That's all right. Thank you.
He had to get that shot in.
Yeah,
just
he did.
Giving extra facts. All right,
well, then let me get this shot back. They've lost 10 of the previous 17.
And they've lost one out of the last 3 years.
Yeah. They haven't done great in NFC Championship play. They have won twice on the road in the NFC Championship. Scraby, do you recall either of those two victories?
Twice on the road in the NFC Championship. Man, if they were in the 80s, I have no idea.
Yeah, one was in the 80s against the Chicago Bears. They went to Soldier Field and absolutely crushed them.
Did they have to go to Dallas?
And their other NFC Championship win on the road 2012.
Oh, wait, hold on. 2012.
Atlanta. Correct, Scrappy.
I remember exactly where I was because I was at the golf tournament out in PGA West.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson came by, saw us all in our 49ers jerseys.
Oh, right, and he had a bet on the game.
Score, and he had a bet on the game.
Yeah, that's not a surprise to anybody. All right, Philadelphia Eagles, all time in the playoffs, right on the 500 mark. They've won 24. They've lost 24. They are 16-8 at home. All time in the playoffs. In the NFC Championship game, the Eagles are 6-4 overall. And
that's a lot too.
They once lost three consecutive conference championship games in a row. If you go back to 2001, they lost at St. Louis to the greatest show on turf. The following year, they were home for Tampa Bay. That was the game that John Gruden and Rondé Barber stole away from them. 2003, they lost at home to Carolina. So they had three straight NFC Championship game losses at one point. These teams have met once before in the postseason, the 1996.
You said 2003, Carolina?
Carolina
Steve
went to the
Smith
Super Bowl.
And Jake DeLome?
Yeah, they ended up going to the Super Bowl that year.
That is a random team to be in the Super Bowl.
A little bit. They gave the Patriots a pretty good game that year.
They did.
All right, the only meeting between the 49ers and the Eagles ever in the playoffs, 1996. 49ers win it 14-0. Touchdown scored in that game for the 49ers by Steve Young and Jerry Rice.
I love those
Not
guys.
Bad. The Philadelphia quarterback that day was Ty Detmer.
Oh, wow.
What were they even doing in the
Seriously?
Playoffs? And the running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, Scraby, if you get this one, we qualify you for a trip to Las Vegas.
For the Eagles in 1996.
1996, Philadelphia Eagles starting running back was?
Ricky Waters.
No. Ricky Waters is correct.
Wait, what?
Sent Tony to Las Vegas.
I guess I didn't realize that he left so
I definitely
quickly.
Have a picture in
Good
my
job,
head of him
Tony.
In an Eagle uniform.
I was going to say Deuce McAllister, but that's not even correct.
No, that's not close.
Wrong team, too.
All right, so there you go, 49ers-Eagles matchup. Eagles are still favored by 2.5 points. On to the AFC Championship game, the Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Bengals lead the all-time series 17-14 and won the only playoff meeting, which everybody remembers was last year. They also beat the Chiefs by the exact same score this year in Week 13, 27-24.
Of course, they're playing in Burrowhead.
I was just
week,
about
huh?
to say,
they're
what
calling
is their,
it Burrowhead.
What is their
that?
Record in Burrowhead?
1-0. They played the AFC Championship game there last year, and they won that game, and they're starting to call it Burrowhead.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, one win. I don't know if we need to change the name of the stadium quite yet. Bengals all-time in the playoffs are 10-15. The interesting thing there, half of those victories have come in the last 2 years. They only had 5 playoff victories in franchise history before last year. And they won 3 last year, and they've won 2 so far this year. Bengals had never won a game on the road in the playoffs until last year when they beat Tennessee.
Joe Burrow's just completely rewriting the history books.
Yeah, they beat Tennessee, Buffalo, and beat Tennessee and Kansas City. This year they beat Buffalo for their 3rd playoff road win. Here's one a little kind of quirky stat. The Bengals are the only team in the NFL that has never lost a championship-level game. They're 3-0 in the AFC Championship.
Really?
Nobody, every other team has been to, you know, at least one championship game, has at least lost one championship game. Bengals never have. So every time they get to this point, so far in their past.
They
anyway,
don't consider, I guess the Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. They don't consider that a championship
Well, I'm
game.
Just saying, at this level, the Bengals have never lost.
In AFC championship.
AFC championship gotcha. Game. They've never lost an AFC championship game. A conference championship game, that's a good way to put it. Okay. Kansas City is much like the Bengals. Even though they've won 9 of their last 11 playoff games, prior to that, the Chiefs had won only 1 time in their previous 12 playoff games. They're 2-3 all-time in the AFC Championship. 4 of those 5 games were the last 4 years.
I was going to say.
This is their 5th year in a row in the AFC Championship game. They have 2 wins, 2 losses. The only other time Kansas City was in the AFC Championship game, you got to go back to 1993, and they lost at Buffalo. Quarterback that day for the Kansas City Chiefs
Joe
was?
Joe Montana.
That's right, Joe Montana.
It once
correct.
Again underscores the importance of a really good quarterback. Burrow's come in and just kind of changed the game.
Yeah.
Mahomes has done the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, these were two really really poor franchises. Yeah. I mean, both of them. I think people kind of forget the Chiefs were bad because they've been really good for a while with Andy Reid, but Chiefs were really awful.
Here's the Bengal fans with the bags on their heads?
Absolutely.
The bagels?
Yeah, the bagels.
The bagels.
I can tell you when I lived there, they were decent and they made the playoffs, but everybody was just so mad at the owner all the time.
Well, they also didn't win any playoff games back then.
That's true.
All right, here's the stat of this game. It's a matchup between the 1 seed Kansas City and the 3 seed Cincinnati. When those 2 seeds have gone head-to-head in the championship game, conference championship, the 1 seed is 10-1 against the 3 seed. So that would tend to favor Kansas City. The only 3 seed ever to beat a 1 seed in the championship game was the previously talked about Carolina Panthers knocking off the Eagles in 2003. One other note for the Bengals, they're trying to become only the 3rd number 3 seed ever to win the Super Bowl. The only other 2, the Washington Redskins, who won here in San Diego at the end of the 1987 season, and Peyton Manning's Indianapolis Colts in 2006. That's it. Number 3 seeds have never had a lot of success.
It's weird.
In the playoffs. That is kind of weird in the playoffs.
Because the 3 seed's a pretty good team.
Not bad. Not bad, but only 2 Super Bowls out of the number 3 seed. All right, there you go. Some fun facts and figures you can impress your friends with for the conference championship games, or you can pay absolutely no attention to them at all if you so desire.
This week is going to be fun.
It's going to be great games. Yeah,
great
it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
Good get on Ricky Waters.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Seriously.
Wow. That was... Woo.
There was just something about that period of time where you see him in a
uniform,
Niner uniform,
you
and I was like, man, I feel like... It, you know, it also kind of tipped me off was you asked, you said, Scraby, if you could, I was like, okay, maybe this is my feeling is right, that this is a former Niner.
It's a former Niner. Yeah,
was he ever a Seahawk?
He was a Seahawk.
Might have toted the rock.
That was at
the
very
Seahawks.
End, I think.
Toted the rock. Toted the rock for the Hawks.
All right.
I think he did.
Let's get to break when we come back.
Little Scott Miller.
Little Scott Miller.
Talking some Major League Baseball. We are the countdown continues to spring training. Less than a month away. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Scott Miller joins us, New York Times, here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Scott, it's been a long time, man. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. Happy New Year. I don't know if we've talked since then. But,
we haven't.
Also, Tony, I wanted to tell you, nice piece in the Union Tribune.
Thank you, sir.
On your father and your work with the American Lung Association.
I appreciate it. I did a column today in the opinion section about lung cancer and the American Lung Association that I'm a part of. And if you guys have time.
Yeah, you can find it easily online. If you type in Tony's name and San Diego Union Tribune, it'll pop right up. You can read the opinion piece because I did so myself just a little while ago. Very nice.
Thank you
done.
For your kind words, Scott. I want to talk to you a little bit about this upcoming season. First, have you thought about it? Chris and I were just kind of spitballing here. Have you thought about how different the game could look with the new rules that are going to be applied come spring training?
Yeah, I have. I'm eager to see it, to be honest with you. I can't wait. On a couple fronts, you know, one, the pitch clock, and, you know, look, you guys know me well enough to know I'm an old, you know, I count myself as, you know, used to say the dreaded purist word, you know, now it's old school. But that said, you know, the old me would be, I don't want any clock in the game. It's the beauty of it is no clock. But, you know, cut to now, and we all know we don't have to hash over it again. We all know how slow the game has become, so, you know, as different chess pieces are moved. I think a couple of things. One, I'm all in on the pitch clock, at least to see how it works. Part of the reason I'm in on that is because, I'll tell you what, I've talked to enough grumpy old scouts that are also old school guys that hate a lot of the new things. And the scouts that have scouted in the minor leagues last year where baseball was testing this, test driving the pitch clock. And these guys, a couple guys I talked to raved about it. They said the pace of the game is so much better. So I'm eager for that. And I'm also eager to see the game without a shift, you know, going back to how it used to be. I understand the argument for, you know, especially by the sabermetrics types, like, hey, just because we figured out some things, you know, now you're going to penalize the smart people in the game.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
But I don't necessarily agree with it because, you know, I mean, the NBA has done some other sports have done things, right? The NBA, you know, no zone defenses and you know, they legislate the three-point rule, right? You can't, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, but not 3.3 seconds. You can't stand in the key for three, right, you know, more than 3 seconds. Football, you know, certain guys are ineligible receivers. So I liken it to that, and I'm fine with it.
The other thing is, I mean, it's not really penalizing the smart people. I was joking when I was saying, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Ultimately, is it good for the game or is it not good for the game? And I think this is an experiment that maybe it hasn't necessarily been great for not the people in baseball, but the people who actually pay money to come watch baseball. Yeah. They're the ones who have suffered the most.
When you have a batted ball in play, an average of one time every whatever it is now, 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes. I mean, that's just dreadful. You've got to, you know, I mean, I'm all for strikeouts and things like that, but, you know, every night shouldn't be a strikeout fest, and every night shouldn't be one ball in play every 4.5, 5 minutes. And, you know, there's got to, I think, you know, as much as I hate, have always been resistant to rules changes and changing the game, I do think that we've reached a point where, you know, the leaders of the game need to be proactive, as they are right now, in trying to find a happy medium between maybe what we've watched the last 4 or 5 years and the old style of baseball. You know, I mean, I'm not saying we need to go back to a bunch of 2-1 games, you know, from 1960, but somewhere in the middle, there's got to be an improved product on the field for entertainment value.
Scott Miller is with us from the New York Times. And, you know, baseball's already made a lot of changes that have really kind of just been accepted now. I would have never thought that anybody would accept putting a runner on second base in extra innings and that would actually work. And it's worked. So I'm willing to open my mind to all of this, Scott. Let me ask you about the Padres offseason, you know, acquisition of Bogarts, the other moves that they made. What would you do if you were, you know, Bob Melvin, AJ Preller? How would you configure this team? And are there still any question marks left in your mind, or have they checked all the boxes to get themselves ready for a huge run here in 2023?
Well, they've definitely checked a lot of boxes. And, you know, spring training is going to be really complicated because with the Bogaerts signing, obviously, there's a domino effect. There are about 3-4 guys that are going to have to change
restrictions. And in a year in which the World Baseball Classic is happening, and a lot of guys, you know, including a couple on the Padres, are going to be leaving to play for the World Baseball Classic, you know, around March 3rd or 4th or 5th, there's some – it's going to be difficult. I mean, Bob Melvin's probably got the most difficult job, I think, of any manager in baseball during this particular spring, because he's – got to massage some egos as he moves guys around. He's got to be the guy to deliver the plan to these guys and sell them on, you know, what Jay Cronenworth, you know, why you need to go to first base, Ha-Sung Kim to second base from short. I assume those are going to happen. You know, I think eventually probably Tatis and Wright and move Juan Soto over to left field. You know, we saw – I think they'd be better that way. We saw Soto, and, you know, I'll be interested to see what he does this year now that he's adjusted to his first trade because, yeah. You know, I'll be honest, the second half, you know, after the Padres acquired him, I thought he was one of the most disappointing players in baseball. I mean, I've seen him at his best, and he's one of the best players in baseball. But when I say most disappointing, not just offensively, but defensively, you know, he was not very good out in right field, you know, more often than not. And so I think, you know, I mean, again, like you say, spitballing, it's just me, but I think maybe Tatis and Wright move Juan Soto over to left. It's not quite as difficult a position as Wright. Tatis is younger. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think, you know, I like the addition of Nelson Cruz. I'll tell you this, every team he's played for, when I talked to the clubhouse has always just loved him. He's one of the most respected players in baseball. You know, I think that's an easy call. $1 million isn't much. If he's, you know, on the descent and isn't going to help the Padres, you know, it's not that big of a gamble. Right. But, you know, if this eye surgery he had to tighten things up, it'd be interesting if that works. Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. both love Cruz. Machado played with him in Baltimore when he was a young guy, and Cruz was instrumental in his development. Cruz does things the right way, and I think he'll set a good tone in the clubhouse.
No, there's no doubt about it. I got the opportunity to play with Nelson for a couple of years in Milwaukee, and even at a young age, he just had an understanding of how to treat people, how to treat his teammates. So I agree, Scott. He will be a terrific addition. Scott Mills joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Scott, you were just highlighting the kind of, I guess, difficulties that lie ahead in terms of Bo Mel being able to kind of deliver those messages. I imagine it's even more difficult when you got at least four of those guys that are going to be playing in the WBC. And in the Dominicans' case with Manny and Nelson and Soto. And, I mean, Xander Bogaerts will be off playing for his squad.
Netherlands.
I imagine that time to kind of get that message across, it's going to be shortened because Dominican's probably going to make a long run in this WBC.
Well, that Dominican team looks a lot. I was just looking at some of the rosters on paper.
It's nuts.
That Dominican team is like stupid talented. but Melvin, you know, it will be short. He won't have as much time to deliver his message and get guys situated. But, you know, I'll say this, and this is where a manager can be, the right manager can be so important.
Yeah, no doubt.
I guarantee you this, guarantee it. Fernando Tatis Jr., remember a couple years ago when they moved him to right field and to the outfield, and it was clear he was sulking, right? I mean, he wasn't playing with the energy. He didn't like not playing shortstop. He will not do that this year. Bob Melvin will reach him. And, you know, I don't mean to Jace Tingler because he's a good baseball man and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But this is, especially when you've got talent like the Padres have, this is where a manager makes his money. It's in the communication with players, getting the players onto the same page, you know, reaching them, making them understand why this is a good thing, not just for the team, but for themselves to do. And, you know, I mean, Bob Melvin is recognized universally as
you know, one of the best managers in baseball. I mean, he's up there with Buck Showalter and Tito Francona and some of those guys. And the good thing is, in this, what is going to be a difficult spring for the Padres, I think they have the right man in charge to lead the ship, deliver the message, and do as good as you can do in a shortened amount of time in a World Baseball Classic spring, to have the guys ready to go on March 30th or whatever. I think that's opening day.
Scott Miller's with us, New York Times, talking baseball, familiar voice to all of you out there. Scott, Hall of Fame, Scott Rolen is in. Who did Scott Miller think should have gotten into the Hall of Fame?
You know, it's funny because, like, I would be classified as a, you know, this debate, small hall versus big hall, right, has become a thing. I'm more of a small hall guy. And I only voted for three players. You're allowed to vote for up to 10. Now, that said, when I tell you who I voted for, it doesn't always make sense because you'd say, wait a minute, that ballot sounds like a big hall guy. You want to let everybody in, even though I only voted for three people. The three I voted for, I did vote for Scott Rolen. Oh, there's some gray area there, but this guy, one of the best defensive third basemen.
Easily.
Ever. Yeah. And, you know, I started voting for him when he came on the ballot more as a nod to defense. I do think defense isn't always looked at as hard as it should be in Hall of Fame voting. You know, I mean, you could make an argument. Keith Hernandez totally belongs in the Hall of Fame. He was one of the greatest defensive first basemen ever. And, you know, his offensive number is really good too, but I just bring him up as an example where I think defense can be overlooked. And Rolen was a really good all-around player. His offensive numbers might not woe you, but they were solid. He was a really good base runner. Fundamentally, he did everything right, and he's one of the greatest third basemen ever. So I voted for Rolen. I voted for Jeff Kent.
Good for you, Scott. We said the same thing yesterday.
Yeah, I'm none of these guys, by the way, I understand the arguments against, and obviously I thought enough to vote for them. But if you want to argue the other side, I don't put it this way. They're not slam dunks. I grant that. But I vote for Kent. I mean, you know, the most home runs by any second baseman ever. And the third guy I voted for, and I didn't vote for him the first couple of years, but I started. I really go back and forth on him, but I finally decided, and that's Billy Wagner. Closers are so difficult to judge because they don't have that big body of work. You know, they only throw an inning or two at a clip. But Billy Wagner's strikeout numbers are just, you know, again, they're all time. I mean, the strikeout ratio, the numbers show, and he did it reasonably long amount of time, 15 years or so, and the numbers show he was one of the hardest.
That was Scott Miller. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, the rest of that interview, go to 973thefansd.com. Until tomorrow, you hear the music. That means it's time for us to roll out. You guys have a good night. Back at it again for 4 hours tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.